Having my lunch slightly early today, I just had the sudden urge for a sandwich. So I made a sandwich, and I can be quite particular about things. I'm thinking I get it from my mum. I remember, and my mum used to get ribbed for this by my grandmother when my mum was alive. In fact, my grandmother just reminded me of this story the other day. When I was very, very young, my grandmother asked if my mum was a good cook, and I said, yes, she is a good cook. And my grandmother says, okay, what does she cook? And I said, sandwiches. And my grandmother couldn't stop laughing, as if to say, you don't cook sandwiches. And I remember being very, very young, and I kind of wanted to explain on how. No, they were different to everybody else's sandwiches. There was always that little bit of extra love put into them. Possibly because me and my brother would get whatever we wanted when we wanted to eat. And most of the time, we just would say sandwiches because there's a chance of you grabbing it and running out into the woods or the fields and carrying on eating out there. It was a meal on the go, which you could hold in one hand, unless it was cut into squares or triangles, depending on what mood my mum was in. So, sandwiches for us were something we looked forward to because we never got a jam sandwich or a peanut butter sandwich or a sandwich with just cheese in. There would always be other stuff. Like I've just made a sandwich now, and it was pretty much from leftovers. We had a couple of people over yesterday, and there was a couple of slices of ham, and there was a spring onion, and there was the end of a cucumber. And there was half a bag of posh cheese and sweet chili crisps. And I just found a brand new fresh pot of Branston pickle in the cupboard. So I made ham, cucumber, spring onion, and one half of the sandwich had these sweet chili crisps, and the other half of the sandwich had these quite cheesy crisps. Remember, posh crisps, not your off-the-shelf Walker's jobbies. And then I put a layer of Branston pickle on the other side of the slice, which was a granary bread, but a kind of lightweight granary bread. And I placed it on my favourite plate. You see how particular I can be? It's a weird plate. It fits a sandwich beautifully. It's not a big dinner plate. It's not a small saucer type you put your biscuits on plate. It's an in-between, and it reminds me, I think these plates have been stolen actually from somewhere. It's called Samsonite Churchill. And silly little things like, oh yeah, it's from a hotel, I think. And it reminds me of my old school plates. Served with a cup of tea. That is a great, great lunch. I went for years, of course, not eating meat or being a pescatarian for a period of it. So that ham could quite easily have been replaced with tuna or a slice of cheese, vegetarian cheese, if you don't like your rennet. But I remember all kinds of weird and wonderful stuff that I've carried through to today. I think it's my mum that introduced me to liver pate and gherkin. That's probably one of my favourite sandwiches of all time. If there was a condiment knocking around, we would experiment with it. And I love that. You'd be amazed at how many different things you can actually use cranberry with. Piccalilli? Always. I mean, piccalilli makes a cheese sandwich just that little bit special. So, yeah. I think that there is definitely an art to good sandwich making. You think about the plate. You think about the bread, which is the kind of canvas for this meal. And sometimes it's the only way my mum could get us to have veg and lettuce and salad-y stuff. So, kudos. Yeah, enjoy your lunch, whatever you're having. And if it's a sandwich, I hope it's a good one.